Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Yeah, go ahead, I'll go slower. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're involved, you're engaged, you're at least watching the stories, if you would. You know, trying to keep up, sending me emails. I mean, it really requires us to be on our toes. Knowing how to fight back, knowing how to push back. Now, notice the, notice what's going on right now. That all you're hearing about is the Epstein debacle, right? And I don't blame, I mean, we need to know. We need to know who's on there. I think so, anyway. Not that anything at all will come out of it. Right? I mean, seriously, I mean, if you think about it, who will go to jail? Clinton's on there. There's a whole bunch of celebrities on there as well. You think anybody at all will go to jail over it? No, you got Maxwell's in there. Now, if I was her at this point, I mean, I'd be just going, the heck with the rest of you. Here you go. Here's what this guy did. 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 I would just run it down. They're going to keep her in there for 20 years anyhow. The guys that are outside, like the Billy Clintons of the world, Billy Bob Clinton, they're getting away with all kinds of stuff. They always have. And maybe she's just afraid she'll end up hanging herself in prison. I don't know. Right? And the big fish that they were going for, what they were actually looking for, was Donald Trump. They didn't get him. You know why? Because he wasn't there. We've known this. No, we haven't guessed at it. We've known it. We've seen it. Right? Donald did his own little matter of fact, Donald J. Trump did an interview about Epstein, I don't know, what was it, almost a year earlier? And a year earlier, it came down to the fact that, you know, Donald told the whole story about what went down, how it went down, how he couldn't stand Epstein. Why would he get involved in that kind of thing? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-553. Now you're starting to see pictures of and information about Epstein and how he, in his cell, what did he have, 5 or 6 times more the sheets than anybody else had? They didn't assign a cellmate to him like they were supposed to. Somehow he had, what, five or six jumpsuits in there? Come on, think it through. Work it through. Let me give it some thought. How does all that stuff, how do all those mistakes happen? The two guys that were supposed to be watching, both of them were falling asleep. The cameras were inoperative, whatever. Just trying to understand people. That's it. Oh, God. In an email to Epstein accuser Virginia Gerf, journalist Sharon Churcher, she suggested that Alan Dershowitz is a pedophile. She said, you know, and Alan today, or Mr. Dershowitz, was on several shows. He said, look, he's already been exonerated on this. There's already been a letter written apologizing to him. It's public knowledge. And yet you don't hear them talking about that, right? Now, Clinton has plenty of information Epstein and Maxwell's sex trafficking conduct. Right? This is according to Maxwell. She knows what's going on, or he knows what's going on. He knew what went on. Epstein recruited these girls under the pretense of them going to work for Victoria's Secrets. I mean, there's nothing, there should be nothing here that surprises you or shocks you. Right? Now, Churcher strategized with one of Epstein's accusers when they were going to name the names in an article about Epstein. Boy, that went sideways, didn't it? Just amazing. Now, one reporter allegedly involved in the fabrication of Alan Dershowitz's alleged sexual relations with the minor is in trouble. If I was Dershowitz, yeah, I'd go after her. Why not? Right? Now, Whoopi Goldberg wants us to believe that she was any part of this, even though her name was on the list. Right? But wants us to believe that Trump was part of it, even though they said that he wasn't. Right? Anyway, when co-hosts, don't you find this is funny? Because you know exactly what's going on, right? When co-host Sonny Hostin, whatever her name is, she asked Goldberg if she took a trip to the island. Goldberg replied, well, apparently, I don't know. Well, if you know, just say no, I didn't. Joe Messina, your host. See what Zoe has to say about all this. Back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no-out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, a real Joe, 855-732-5563, and I just, this guy needs, I don't know if he has grandchildren, but this guy needs to be with his grandchildren, okay? And Al Sharpton has come out and said that the pressure on our precious little anti-Jew over there at Harvard, that basically it was because she was a black female. And, you know, for an expert in all things Sharpton, I thought I'd bring on Alfonso Rachel. Joe joins us as he does every week. Always appreciate his time. Joe, I got your cup this time. I keep forgetting to bring your cup in the studio. And you always drink out of my cup. And I give a little clapping of cups, but I don't know how to do that when we're that far away. But anyhow, Yeah, you know, people, he'll tell you later on how to get to his website, get yourself a mug, and you know what I'll do? I'll get him to see the mug in a minute. I'll just clap them together. Nobody has to know the difference.
Hey. Salad. Did I say that right?
What?
Salad.
Salad.
Or just saloon.
Erica, so, yeah, really? God bless. You must be half Italian. Alfonso, you got to be half Italian. There's got to be in there somewhere, you know?
Hey, you know, the funny thing is Alfonso, even though it sounds like a Romanized, you know, name or something like that, or a name in the Romantic languages, it's German.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's Germanic.
It's not soft enough to be German, though.
I know, right?
It's Alfonso. You'd have to do it that way.
I
mean,
I wouldn't go say nothing. Man, speaking of the German, there was a band that I used to really like back in the day, man. It was a band called Tool, the Heathens. I don't really listen to them too much anymore. But they had this song called Die Ehre von Satan, right?
I know what that means. Yeah, go ahead.
Right? The Eggs of Satan. And the funny thing is, and they do this music, and they have this guy giving this this dissertation, or he's giving this declaration, right? It sounds, that's what it sounds like, and it's so ominous and foreboding and just so menacing sounding, right? Because he's speaking it in German, and all it is a recipe for chocolate eggs.
Oh my God!
It's a recipe for a confection.
I was going to say, probably a love story or something. I don't know. But you know, one of the things that turned me off to Mercedes in the early days when I was looking to, you know, size up on cars, I sat in that car and I said, everything in that car reminds me of like a German Thor car. I mean, everything's so manly. Big knobs and big buttons. And, you know, even the shifter was, you know, I think it weighed 27 pounds. You know, it was hard to move around. I'm going, the car is so masculine. And that,
yes.
If they should have designed a Hummer, that would have been more like their style. You know what I'm saying? So that's what chased me away from Mercedes. But listen, so yeah, you know, Al Sharpton, Mr. Race Baiter himself, Mr. Jew Hater himself, as you recall from days gone by.
Speaking of Nazis.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know how many people, he's got a pass for that. He has walked for that. And that was probably one of the most anti-Semitic things, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, these people, man, they're so dyslexic about a lot of stuff. It's like, man, you don't really, do you hear yourself? And the funny thing is that y'all are the only ones you want to hear speaking, but y'all don't hear yourselves. And but the thing is, man, they just go to show that the fragility. That's a word, ain't it?
Yeah, sure.
It's. Can we do an internet search on that really quick?
I'll do that while you're talking, all right?
but come on, you know, it's like, Al, seriously, man, are we that fragile? You know, where it's like we got to bring out Al Sharpton, we got to protest, and we got to do this and that because, you know, we're so thin-skinned, and anything is just going to damage us, like, so badly, you know? Like, we just don't have any, like, integrity or gusto to hold up against this.
You know, he doesn't even come out and say, look, all right, the plagiarism, all 50 questions of it, we'll have to work through that. You know, her saying that, you know, the calling for the killing or the wiping out of the Jewish community, yeah, we'll have to work through that, too. I mean, he doesn't even go down that road. He just hits it. The minute he gets behind the microphone, he says, you know, they ousted her simply because they're fighting against diversity. She's just nothing more than a scapegoat against civil rights. I'm going, she lied.
Right.
She stole, actually, some of the comments she stole from a famous conservative black woman, didn't she?
Hey, man, you know, and like I said, you know, even that, and you know, that's not going to stop anything. I mean, heck, Malcolm X was gunned down by the blacks, you know what I'm saying? So, but the thing is, once again, it speaks to this fragile nature that they're trying to impose on us, where it's like, dude, you straight up did wrong, and you're going to come in and try to justify that? You know, it's like, dude, own it. own it. It's like it reminds me of what was that movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Oh with, yeah.
And Steve Martin's like, "You stole it. He stole it. No, I didn't." No, it's like, dude, just own up to it, man. You stole it.
Oh God. Yeah. No kidding. Hey. You know, I was thinking about this and thinking, I don't know, you and I have never talked about her before, but Condoleezza Rice, and I was thinking, you know, she would have been a perfect pick for that position to begin with, right? And can you imagine if she was in the same position and they perceived, they couldn't even prove it, they perceived that she plagiarized maybe from somebody on the left. They would, Sharpton would be right there with his pitchforks and everything, calling for her ouster in minutes, would he not?
I don't even know if he'd wait for that. But, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. God, the hypocrisy, it just shines to the point where maybe that's what's blinding them to the truth. I don't even know. But to sit here and to think that they haven't, you know, they've worked this thing through. I always catch myself when I'm going, you know, they're just too stupid to see what's happening. No, they know exactly what's happening. There's nothing new here.
That's right. That's right. You know, I mean, Margaret Sanger called it out. She said, Look, man, our objective is the extermination of Negro. We don't want it to go out there, but we're going to use the colored minister, people like Al Sharpton, right? We
Jesse
don't use
Jackson.
People like him.
Oh,
Jesse
yeah.
Jackson, all them cats, man, going to be falling in line, and they will lead these people to the slaughter for us, Pipers and all that sort of stuff. It's like, Al, you know that, like, people like, you know, speaking of Condoleezza Rice, her church was blown up by Democrats.
Oh,
and you sided with the Democrats, and you think people like her are sellouts?
Yeah, it is always amazing to me to watch what happens, and you're saying to yourself, they're sitting in the same room, and they don't see what they're saying to each other? They really don't see how this plays out?
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's from decades, I talked to Sonya about this last week, maybe it's from decades and decades of the black community being told, this is what you are, this is the bottle of the room or the cage that you fit in, end of discussion. You know, deal with it. And we got to go for a quick commercial break, though. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. There's a new top dog studio at the global box office. Universal Studios overtook Disney to earn the top spot in 2023. It's the first time Disney has failed to take the number one spot since 2016, led by Oppenheimer and the Super Mario Brothers movie. Universal's two dozen movies released last year brought in $4.91 billion at the global box office. A woman is suing the Hershey Company after she opened a Reese's Halloween peanut butter cup and it didn't look like the picture on the package. She was expecting the pumpkin-shaped candy to have a cute face, but instead, it had nothing. It was simply pumpkin-shaped. She says Hershey falsely represented its holiday candy, and she would not have bought it and spent her money had she known. What her lawyers are asking for, unclear. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. Alfonso Racial joins us as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with us. And, you know, we lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoe Loft, the Zopian Den, and the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. And where do we find... Yeah, they got to listen to Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. You know, it's not an old white fogey guy like me telling you, "Hey, you're all going to go to hell. That's what's going to happen to you. That's right now."
That's what y'all going to hell, sucker.
But not before you give me a donation. That's right. Go ahead. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Hey, well, thank you, man. We're at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and yes, you can find the Zopium Den, which is the House of the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study that we live stream on Tuesday evenings, 7 Central, and we got the Zoloft, which is our head right hangout. And if you want to catch our music, my music project is Sledge X. That's my main thing. That's what I am.
Is that because you're trying to be, you know, get that equality thing in, you know, gender neutral, Sledge X? No?
Oh, okay. How dare you? We're bringing respect to the letter X, man.
Well, listen, the cartoon guys, what is it, the X? I never watched them anyhow. But apparently they went a little woke, too. Well, lost a boatload of money, but they went a little woke as well.
Hey, well, you know, it ain't about the money, man. It's a religion all its own.
Yep.
And that's what it's about.
You're right. So, Star Trek, I guess they have a new, I think it is Star Trek. So, yeah. I'm going to screw this up. I know I am. But it was, I think it was Star Trek, and they're talking about the next volley from all this, and they hired a female director who said it's about time that, you know, females start directing these things and set, right? I can see you're ready to jump out of the seat, aren't you? So she's basically saying it's about time that women took their proper roles in these movies and that they drove the movie. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, sure, because I'm sure in the future, Amazon women are gonna inhabit the galaxy. I don't know. I mean, that's just, you know, and the joke for years has always been all men want to do is fight. They just want to fight. They want to shoot guns. They want to do all this other stuff. And women are the peacemakers. And you're going, okay, but you're out there in the middle of no man's land, the wild west of the universe. And yeah, what are we gonna do? We're gonna bake cakes to make it.
Well, one of the reasons why I'm kind of like easing back, man, is because are you trying to incur the wrath of the nerds, man? You're blasphemy, right, man. You are confusing the franchises here, man. We're talking Star Wars, not Star Trek.
Well, listen, what can I tell you? Star Wars, Star Trek, Star Something, Star Search. I mean, come on, it's all from Hollywood, right? Anyway,
you know, but with this whole feminist, you know, narrative, the feminist menace, if you will. Man, once again, it's not about the money. It's about a religion, and this religion is culminates in the destruction of our republic. And the thing about it is, man, it's this effort to devalue women while assuming that it's empowering women. You know, women don't need a man to rescue them or protect them or anything like that. It's like, do you understand that when a person protects or does anything like that with anything, it's because they value it. You know what I'm saying? When these feminists are saying we don't need a man's protection, what you're saying is we don't need a man to value us. And if men don't value you, women, you know what ends up happening? Nightmarish oppression. That's what you end up with. You think it's bad. And don't get me wrong, Joe, because you got a lot of knuckleheaded men out there.
Oh, who, sure, yeah.
You know, yeah. Who have caused women to be very afraid, you know, very insecure. And it's like, I totally understand that. This is the incorrect response to it, though. You know, because you're encouraging men to more and more not value women.
I don't need you. I don't need your help. Yeah. I don't need you. I don't need you. You know, and you see these young men dating now. And we've done stories about this, a bunch of them, where men don't want to date women because, you know, it's an adversarial relationship from day one.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Well, why are you opening the door for me? Why are you doing this? No, I can pay for my own meal, you know? Well, I'm sure many of them aren't saying that, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. And I got the force. I could open the door myself from back here.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, God.
The thing is, you know, with this devaluing of women, you know, that's all they're asking. I mean, if they really wanted men to treat women better, then make the movies that inspire men to be better men. You don't make this. I think she's talking about things like, I enjoy making men uncomfortable.
Oh, you saw that. Oh, God. Yeah.
That. Yeah. A strong woman or strong anybody doesn't try to make a person uncomfortable. That's what weak people do. Weak people get a kick out of trying to make somebody uncomfortable. Strong people are the ones who have the ability to be hospitable.
You know, when you have a strong leader, any strong in business and what have you, they lift other people up, right? They bring other people along. They lift people up. They don't put them down. And this is exactly what they're doing. And not just I don't need you. But this is exactly what they're doing in every stretch of life. And that's why men are in this, I believe, that's why the men are in the state that they're in these days. They don't know what their place is.
Well, I mean, it's like, how can they? I mean, you know, you've got, you know, been a while of men, you know, being raised by single mothers. And of course, that's because of it's like a feedback loop, you know. Men who've checked out on their wives and leaving them to raise the kids on their own. And then they raise up boys who don't understand the importance of what it is to be a husband. And women and girls who don't know what it is to be to really be a wife. This is the cycle that we just keep on repeating.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to have you and and Sonia on some night together. Because one of the things she talks about quite a bit is how black women have been taught to and go down the road of being the provider, the boss, the top dog, and verbally, not physically as much, but verbally abuse and devalue men, black men in the community.
Oh, totally.
That's true. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't grow up with that, so I don't understand.
I mean, because, you know, they're taught to be a complicated, strong, complicated woman. A man don't need a complication. He needs a woman who can help him deal with complications, be his partner in that. But, yeah, growing up, one, the value of being a husband, and Democrats have played a huge role in tearing that down. But, you know, when you're a husband, it's not just about, you know, a husband isn't necessarily, it's not rooted in being a partner to a wife. Husbandry is the act of tending your garden. That's what husbandry is. And your household is your garden. You're supposed to make your garden fruitful. You know, you're supposed to protect and tend to your garden. That was the first job of man, right? So that's what he's supposed to be doing. And, you know, so the woman, I grew up with my mom saying, I got to be both the mommy and the daddy. You had a whole bunch of generations. Like, and you want to talk about somebody who ends up growing up sexually confused. Well, you're the mommy and the daddy. Well, I guess I could be both then, too, right? I didn't act on that sort of stuff. But it's like, you know, but. You know, you have these weird ideas about these, and you see a generation of these kids growing up with that same mindset, with moms telling them I had to be both the mommy and the daddy. You wonder why we got a bunch of transsexuals out there.
Yeah, it is true. The lines were blurred. There were no. That's what we're talking. I don't need a man, or have you? You know, you got a single mom, and if we say anything, they think we're beating on single moms. I had a single mom for years. Mm-hmm. And my mom did the best she could do with what she had. I would never put her down, but it was not the best for me.
Right.
And you know, I mean, the best thing is to have two loving parents in a household. Okay, one that's working. And matter of fact, from a biblical perspective, the woman has some major responsibilities at the house, and yep. I ain't talking about doing laundry. You know, kind of thing. And yeah, if men were left up to do the laundry, you can only imagine what the world would smell like. But that's
so. What I put there? Salt.
But, when a guy picks up his underwear and smells it to see if it's you know, he can wear it another day, that's a problem. You know what I'm saying? Women don't do that. So anyhow. All right, when we come back, this is kind of funny. They keep remaking these movies. And they make them woke. And apparently the color purple has taken a nose. It opened up to record-breaking dollars. But when people saw what it was truly all about, that was it. They were like, okay, we're done here. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Five five real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, or Xing, or whatever it is they do now on that platform. Let me bring him back up also, Rachel Joyce, because he does every week. Always appreciate his time. And, you know, that clip coming back in with Bob, think about when that was done, right? In the days of Bob Hope.
Yeah.
Which means the Democrats ain't changed at all in all those years. Right? Think about it. So
I keep saying it, man. One of the free advertisements that the mainstream Republicans give to the Democrats is that they keep saying this new Democrat Party, this new socialist, this new communist. It's like, man, that ain't new. It's like, quit. You're only advertising for communism is fashionable to these people. They love it. It's not a new thing. What was that? I think he was a politician. Somewhere Thomas is in his name somewhere. He's like, man, I don't have to. This was like back in the 20s. He's like, if I want to run, man, I don't need to run as a socialist or a communist or anything like that. I just run as a Democrat.
Well, that was what Malcolm X said. One of the most dangerous men out there is a white liberal man.
Yeah.
And he would did that whole diet, and he was right on with it.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. You know, because, you know, a part of the objective of the smiley face fox is like, look, man, we got you. We're going to, you know, pay for what it is that you need. And we're totally looking out for your interests and stuff like that. And it's like, no, that's not what they're doing at all. They're going to eat you.
Yeah, no, I think this stuff is hilarious because it's happening right in front of people's faces.
Yep.
And they're just not, they're too ignorant to see it. I don't know. When you talk about a generation of people, I think you and I talked about this a long time ago. I played a clip of, what do I call it, smartphone stupidity, where, you know, people are walking, looking at the smartphone, stepping out in the street, and either almost getting hit or actually getting hit by a car, while some other idiot is video recording it and not saying anything. You know,
yeah.
Nudging his girlfriend going, watch this, right? Somebody walking into the a fountain, that was a funny one, too, you know, and popping up dumbfounded, like, where did the fountain come from? I mean, seriously. Growing up in Boston, they had the train stations, right? So the train would come in, but it was 4 feet lower than you were. So
yeah.
People walking off of those. And I'm saying to myself, you're in a train station, for God's sake, where you could die easily. And the only thing you have, what, some kind of text or some giggly tech Twitter tweet that you had to see or whatever?
Man, I tell you, and you're right, man. Ironically, it's called a smartphone, and are people really getting smarter from it? It's like you have all this information at your disposal. It's like, it's almost like, do people like hold it up to their head? They're thinking that they're going to be able to absorb the smarts in the phone or something like that. It's like, make me smarter, or just keep staring at it and say, like, no, man. It's, I mean, people are getting more informed. And it doesn't necessarily mean the information is correct, but they're just getting endowed with more information. But in terms of application, discernment, and things like that, that ain't coming through.
What about retention? What about, you know, look.
And I'm guilty there, man, because my memory's like that long, man.
No, you ain't old enough yet. Hang tight. No, but I mean, my parents would say to me, no, you look it up yourself, you spell it yourself, because that way you'll remember. And they were right. When you went and looked this stuff up, when you had to find out what a word meant or whatever, you know, you would remember because you remember all that stupid work you had to do to get the, right? And now you don't have to. You go to it. I can't tell you how many times my kids would say, I'll just Google it. You go, no, what do you mean Google it? This is not a hard one. And you shouldn't have to Google it every time somebody asks you the question. You know? I know.
Yeah.
I mean, old school. What was she calling me now? Like the old guy in the room?
Well, here's the irony to this, though. This convenience that they have, we're the ones who, our generation is the one that put those things that we had to do that added to this dexterity and to this innovation that we had. And this is what we came up with. We came up with something that makes it easier for people to access these things. Yeah, it's like, it's kind of our fault.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, nice. Yeah, no, it is our fault, and I think it's like AI right now, where even the designers and the makers of AI or creators, whatever you want to call them, they've come out and said this was a mistake. This was a mistake. Well, what could go wrong, right? You could ask a question. It would give you your whole dissertation. You don't have to think at all. It would lay everything out for you. You look up nothing, and we're in. Great. No problem.
You know, the thing is, y'all could have used an organic example of artificial intelligence to know that it was wrong. Liberals are full of artificial intelligence. Why would y'all make an artificial intelligence when you already got the real one with Democrats? You know.
God. All right, he's all yours, people. You write to him if you got anything to say. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about some of these movies coming out. One of them is The Color Purple. And the sales took a nosedive in the second weekend that it came out. First weekend it had some record-breaking numbers. But I didn't even know this until you and I were start talking. It's a musical. And I said, I mean, Who goes to musicals? How many musicals are other than a theatrical play? You kind of expect that sometimes. You like, you go to Phantom of the Opera or something along those lines. You know what you're going to hear is music. But if you're going to see The Color Purple, I'm not so sure you're expecting a whole bunch of people coming out on stage singing every word to it. But they went a little further with it. They talked a little bit more about some of the other movies that saw something go great for the first week and then take a nosedive. And I guess they made another version of Wonka, the chocolate, but that was a little more creepy, is my understanding. I don't know for sure. Nothing says Christmas movie like a creepy chocolate man, right? Or Freddy Krueger, or, you know, I mean, Michael Myers, right? Where's Santa Claus? I don't see any new Santa Claus movies. But they really couldn't understand why these movies hit the first weekend, did fantastic, and I think the one that fell the least was 76% in the second weekend of sales. And I'm going, because these aren't happy Christmas movies.
Yeah, well, Joe, you know what kind of people go to see musicals. Do we need to say?
the same ones you probably went to see the Beyonce movie, right? There you go.
Yeah, probably that too. You're going to get fired from the internet.
You're going to get me canned. Go ahead.
I don't know. It's like they're trying to keep Halloween going. You know, it's like these movies that are coming out. Hey, man, we don't want you paying attention to God or anything like that. You know, no. we want darkness and gloom and all that stuff. And yeah, The Color Purple as a musical. Okay. I've seen The Color Purple, even though I was really young when I saw it. I saw The Color Purple. Nothing about that movie says musical.
Right? Seriously.
And I guess, man, maybe it's a stretch, but it's one of those things where it's like, just because you can doesn't mean that you should. I mean, yeah, I guess you can trans The Color Purple into a musical if you want to, the same way if you can assume to trans a man into a woman. Yeah, you could try to do that. Doesn't mean that you should.
No, there's a lot of stupid stuff they do that you shouldn't play with. But you know that Halloween now is pretty much more popular than Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing. It is amazing to me. And
I'm good with it.
You're good with it? What does it show us?
I am totally good with it, man. Actually, I probably don't have enough time to explain why. but for real, it's like I'm okay with Halloween because of the implications of Halloween. Now, Halloween is actually biblically closer to the festivals and ordinances laid out by God than Christmas is. You know,
okay,
and when you get down to it, and the implications that surround Halloween, right? The implications are more hopeful and give you a lot more to study about the work of Christ and the work of the early Christians, the first Christians, and what happened in the persecution and stuff like that. There's so much to be taught concerning Halloween than what's going on in Christmas. But I know I can get a lot of trouble for that. But hey, if you guys want further discussion, come and holler at me. I would love to hear from you, and I'll tell you why.
Well, apparently Halloween spending this year tops $15 billion.
Mm.
Okay? That's a lot of candy.
Yeah.
No, it is amazing. I'm sorry, but it is amazing to me. It's kind of like when you have so many people who say that they're churched or they're Christians or anything along those lines, and how you let what is perceived, really, of the night that, you know, dead people come back alive and all that other stuff. There's all kinds of stuff behind it, but not that I believe it all. But
well,
it's just interesting. Go ahead.
That's absolutely that's the point. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, man. Joe, you're going to
be going off on
a 20
Go for it. Yeah.
The dead coming back to life. I mean, we're talking about the month of Jubilee. We're talking about the month of Jubilee. We're talking about the month of resurrection. We're talking about all these things that are implicated. The month of transformation. We're talking about a harvest and things like that. These things are implicated between Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of Tents. All these things that happen in this harvest month
we'll
that are going down. So
we'll let you run rampant with all of this next week. I promise you. We'll you'll have to remind me because I won't remember. Anyway. Always a pleasure, Joe. God bless. Keep doing what you do.